Don't you look delicious? Where are we going that you're getting all dressed up like this, pumpkin? I'm just saying. It's almost impossible for me to tear my eyes away from you all done up like this, darling. Were you purposefully putting on something that was going to tease and tempt me all evening? Somehow, I doubt that I'm the one being distracting. I just need to put on my shirt and pants. This lingerie is for your eyes only, darling. Getting closer and wrapping my arms around you. You feel me against your back, my body covering you in warmth. My mouth against your neck. I heard that sigh as you started to relax into me. Am I allowed to keep touching, pumpkin? I thought you didn't want me to be too much of a distraction. You don't? Then why are you turning your head towards me? Baring your neck and leaning a bit more? I think it'll be fine if we show up to the party a little bit late. When they see the elaborate outfit you put on, I think it's going to make a lot more sense. Did you really expect me to keep my hands to myself all night with you looking like this? I didn't think so. Follow me to the bed, darling. I've got an idea. Oh, pulling off my hands. You watch as fire bursts from my empty neck hole. My head is placed at the foot of the bed as my body crawls towards the head of it. I can see you staring at my ass, darling. Just because my body is getting into position, that doesn't mean my head isn't looking. Perks of being a Dullahan and all that. I can control my body separately while I keep an eye on you. You watch as my thighs spread apart, the hand padding, inviting you to sit between my legs. Go on, pumpkin. I'm waiting. Oh, there you are. Your ass looks so fucking good right now. You feel my hands instantly on you. Turning you around. Helping you get more comfortable. My breasts are flush against your back. The heat from my neck against yours as you rock yourself against me. Realizing you're feeling just how wet I am. Not fair that I don't get to see you, pumpkin. Spread your legs. Let me see your pussy, darling. Oh, look at that. Did you even realize you were this wet? You watch as my hands grab onto my head and bring me between your thighs. Unable to tear your eyes from the flames that come out of either side of my neck. You feel the warmth almost instantly. Letting out a small noise, you feel my hands start to touch you again. Roaming around your body, One hand lands on your neck, resting gently there. Not tight enough to cut off the air, but pressed firmly enough that you remember it. Almost like a collar. You can't help the little moan you make at the sensation. Staring into my glowing eyes, you start to squirm. Oh, don't you worry, darling. I'll make you feel so good. You'll forget why you didn't want this distraction in the first place. Your hips instantly buck against my face as my tongue starts to lick your pussy lips. Tasting some of your slick, you feel the one hand tighten around your neck, starting to cut off your air. Moaning as the hand relaxes, you feel my tongue start to pay attention to your clit. Licking around it. Paying careful attention. Oh. It almost catches you off guard as my hand goes to your chest, starting to play with your nipples. Rolling your clit between my lips and sucking a bit. Your hips buck into my mouth. It feels so good, doesn't it? The hand around your neck tightens a bit, not getting rid of all the air, just enough to make it a bit difficult as my tongue continues. Lapping at your pussy. You taste so fucking good. I would happily cancel our plans for tonight if it meant I got to spend the rest of it here. Your soft thighs keep my head in place as my tongue flicks back and forth. It's enough to cause you to cry out as my hand twists your nipple. It hurts just right, doesn't it? Listen to you. You sound so fucking sexy. Keep moaning for me, darling. It lets me know exactly where to focus my attention. Tongue flicking back and forth. You try to catch your breath as the hand tightens. Air starting to leave again. Gasping as the hand lets go, you can't help but buck into the feeling of my teeth against you, leaving love bites in between the kissing and licking and sucking. It drives you wild. Could spend all day down here and never get bored. Let my body continue to tease and please you as my tongue takes you apart. What a night well spent. My body's hands focus their attention between the two hardened nipples. It's going to be so difficult for you to put on a shirt tomorrow with such sensitive little nubs. Your hips rock against me, unable to control your own actions, almost like your hips have a mind of their own. You're taking it so well, Pumpkin. I bet you're going to come on my tongue, aren't ya? I can taste how close you are as more slick leaves your pussy. Sucking your clits. Your eyes clench shut as you try to catch your breath. Try not to come on the spot, but it's almost too much, isn't it? Thighs start to shake as you feel your hair cut off again. Bite closer to your thigh as you almost coming. My hand relaxes, letting the air back into your lungs. It's only a moment of relief before you feel a twist on your nipple, hurting you just right. You have no idea how wet you are, how lewd you look, and it's all for me. So lucky that you're mine, darling. The tip of my tongue rolls around your clit, spelling my name. The closer you get, the louder your moans are. Such a dirty little thing. It's so hot. My hand tightens around your throat again as you feel your nipple pinched. You're going to come like this, or you're going to pass out. Whichever comes first, darling. That's it, darling. It felt so good. You couldn't help yourself, could you? You did good, Pumpkin, I promise. My body leans over and picks up my head from between your thighs. There we go. Finally, eye level again. Can you taste yourself, Pumpkin? Now you know why your pussy is my favorite flavor. I mean, I would be more than happy to cancel the plans we have for tonight if you want me to stay between your thighs. I can always make good on that comment if you wanted me to. Fine. If you really insist. But you're going to have to help me put my head back on. I don't think your friends would appreciate us showing up with my head in my hands. Come on, Pumpkin. To the mirror we go.